All right, back at it. Finding Identity, a healing journey with your host, Leticia. I am a nurse. I am here to help us heal. That is my mission in life, to connect with people who says, I want to heal. I am tired of grieving while people are alive. I am tired of being burdened. I am tired of not living my best life. I am tired of not walking in purpose. I am tired of being in bondage. I am here to help people heal. So today we will continue our study on adult children of emotionally immature parents. How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents by Dr. Lindsay Gibson. Again, this is not to bash anyone's parents or to bash anyone as a parent. This is just a tool to help us heal and to help us to become aware of what's going on in our lives and what we need to heal from. So the last time we talked about what was maturity, and it just talked about maturity means a person is capable of thinking objectively and conceptually while sustaining deep emotional connection. So we talked about what an emotional maturity looked like. What does it look like to be grown? I am mature. What did that look like? So today and the rest of the few days coming up, the following days, we are going to talk about emotional immaturity. We are going to talk about personality traits of emotionally immature people. And in her book, she goes on to say, emotionally immature people tend to have quite a different set of behaviors, emotional and mental characteristics. Because these personality characteristics are all interconnected, people who display one are often prone to all of the others. So we are going to go through 10 personality characteristics that emotionally immature people display. And again, this is not a judgment. This is an awareness to say, hey, how do I gauge myself? Am I mature or am I emotionally immature? Let's dive in. She says they are rigid and single-minded. As long as there's a clear path to follow, emotionally immature people can do very well, sometimes reaching high levels of success and prestige. But when it comes to relationship or emotional decisions, their immaturity becomes evident. They are either rigid or impulsive, and try to cope with the reality by narrowing it down to something manageable. Once they form an opinion, their minds are closed. You know those people like, it's my way or the highway. This the way I want it. I'm doing it the way I want it. I'm speaking to myself. I was that way in the past. If my husband didn't want to go out of town when I wanted to go out of town, I didn't want to go out of town. I wanted to go when I wanted to go. That is rigid and shutting down because my mind was closed. And she goes on to say, there's only one right answer, and they can be very defensive and humorless when people have other ideas. Think about it. In our family dynamics, in our work dynamics, we have, it may be ourselves, it may be coworkers, it may be other people that we love who we say, you know what, I hate working with that person. Oh, this person is so difficult to work with because they are so rigid and closed-minded and only want things their way. Is it you, or do you know someone? Again, I am preaching to myself on this one. In the past, I was so rigid and say, no, I am going to the grocery store on Wednesday, and every Wednesday I'm going to the grocery store. I don't care what no one else says. This is what I'm doing. But what if someone had a better idea? See, she's talking about emotional immaturity and how rigid and single-minded we are. That is emotional immaturity. And I'm reminded of the story in the Bible in Exodus chapter 32 and going into 33. Moses was leading the people out of bondage. God had appointed Moses to lead the children of Israel out of bondage, out of the land, out of a land that they have been in bondage for years. They have been in this land. They have not seen anything good in this land. And God said, okay, Moses, lead my people out of this land. Whatever the land looks like, it could be poverty, it could be abuse, it could be to a better financial situation, it could be to better health. People need guidance out of that bondage. Moses are leading these people out of this bondage, and God and the people start murmuring and complaining. I'm hot. I'm tired. This not enough. I don't want to do it this way. These people became stiff-necked and rigid. Think about this. You are trying to help someone out of bondage into the promised land, into a better place. Trying to love them right. And they start murmuring and complaining. You didn't give me enough food. I don't have anything to drink. I'm tired. You didn't do your job right. I don't want to work. I don't want to cook. I don't want to be a wife. I don't want to be a mother. I don't want to do any of those things. God told Moses, I have seen these people, and they are stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked mean stubborn, hard to lead. In the Bible days, they had ox. And so when the ox wouldn't follow the plow, it wouldn't go along and continue along the path that was directed to them by their shepherd, the one that didn't want to go, his neck was stiffened up. That's how people begin to call the stiff-necked people. You stiff-necked people are rigid and single-minded because I want to do things my way. But when you are doing things God way, there is an alignment for your assignment. There is a submission for your assignment. It says, it went on to say, these are stiff-necked people. How quickly have they turned away from me? God is telling these people, how quickly have they turned away from me? I'm trying to take them out of the land of bondage and take them to a land of flowing with milk and honey, and they are turning away from me? You stiff-necked people. Stubborn people. In the book of Jeremiah, I read the scripture in Jeremiah 17 and 23. It says, yet they did not listen and pay attention. They were stiff-necked and would not listen or respond to discipline. That goes back to immaturity, emotional immaturity. Are we being stiff-necked people by not listening to the people and the voices that God has placed in our life to guide us and lead us? Are we acting like that ox? In our families, are we acting like the ox by not loving each other? We are in a grievous times right now. I was talking to my mentor yesterday, and the only thing that we talked about was how love covers. If God has commanded us to love, are we being stiff-necked? Are we loving? You can't be stiff-necked and love at the same time. Love covers. Love submits. Love surrenders the way that Jesus surrenders. Are you emotionally mature enough to say, I don't want to be stiff-necked anymore. I don't want to be stubborn and rebellious anymore. I want to surrender to the plans that God has for my life. I want to submit to love. Because that's what Jesus done for me. How do I submit to love? You accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior in your life. Accept that he died on the cross for you. Confess your sins. Let Jesus come into your heart. God, I am a sinner. I need your son Jesus in my life and in my heart because I know he died for me on the cross. I believe that he died for me on the cross and rose on the third day. Make him your Lord and Savior. That's step one. Step two, begin to love others. Love others unconditionally. Love them unapologetically. Love them so much that it frightens them that someone loves them so much. In the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the conflict, in the midst of the commotion, are you going to be stiff-necked or are you going to love? Embrace people where they are, because when you love someone, you embrace where they are. You embrace the season that they're in. Accept and affirm them. God still loves you. And dedicate time to tell someone you love them today. Tomorrow is not promised. As a healthcare provider, many people I see on their deathbed say, I wish I had more time with my loved one. They don't want more time for things. They don't want more time for partying. They want more time with their loved ones. Let's mature, guys. I am working on maturing emotionally. Let's take this healing journey together so we can mature and do the things that God has called us to do and be the person that God has called us to be. This is the healing journey where we love God, lead well, and live intentionally.